This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the heels of the big hack at Sony Pictures Entertainment last week, in which salaries, performance reviews, and social security numbers, not to mention some big-ticket unreleased films, were released, the FBI is warning companies in this country to beware of some serious cyber trouble. Kim Zetter is a senior staff reporter at Wired. Kim, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you what, this sounds ominous. The FBI coming out with, quote, a 5-page confidential flash warning yesterday. Should we all be worried?
Yeah, so these don't happen very often. This one is a warning about a wiper attack. We hear a lot about stealing passwords, stealing bank cards. A wiper attack is malware that's designed to actually destroy data on a computer. So it's a little more worrisome.
The proximate cause of this thing was the Sony attack of a week ago. Sony, as we know, has been truly whacked by this thing. Lots and lots of problems. How much, spitball it for me, not just Sony, but how much is it going to cost the company should they get wiped like this? I mean, a lot of time and effort, right?
Yeah, a lot of time and effort. Obviously, you know, we're hoping that a company like Sony has everything backed up, and certainly they should. So if you've got stable backups that are current, that are done nightly, and they're extensive, then it's just restoring those backups, and those can take several days. If they don't have certain material backed up, then, of course, they're screwed.
Do you buy, by the way, this whole idea that North Korea decided to go after Sony because of that movie?
No.
You know?
But, you know, who wants to be the one that says no and then it turns out to be?
I think you just did.
Here's the thing. Nation-state attacks aren't generally really noisy like this, and they don't generally start with a picture of a skull on computers. That's kind of the hallmark of, you know, hackers like Anonymous and people like that. And also, there are some interviews, I don't know how much we can trust them, by people who claim to be from the hacker group Guardians of Peace that are say that they're responsible for this. Mm-hmm. And they're criticizing Sony for their bad security. And that's not usually a nation-state move.
Are there individuals at risk here, or is it a businesses-only thing based on the FBI warning from yesterday?
No, a lot of the material that's been leaked so far, if it's trustworthy, it hasn't been confirmed by Sony. It's a lot of personal information about employees. It's including, you know, 3,000, 4,000 social security numbers. There have been some reports, possible passports of media stars or Hollywood stars, and salary leaks. You know, what employee wants their salary leaked out to the world like that?
All right. So other than backing it up smartly, what does one do if one runs a big conglomerate? I mean, hopefully you get your IT staff in a room and say, hey, man, come on.
It's a little late for that. Everyone is going to get hacked. Everyone is going to get hacked. And so the question is, what is your game plan for dealing with a hack once you discover it? And obviously, backing up is important. But there are other things that you need to do, and that is to have a good response team so that you can respond quickly. You also want good hygiene among employees to know what they should and shouldn't do. You know, if you know that hackers are in your system, you want to prevent them from exfiltrating data. So you can't necessarily prevent hackers from getting in, but there are things that you can be doing to monitoring and logging to make sure that important data isn't getting taken out. And in that case, it looks like that didn't happen at Sony.
Kim Zetter at Wired, her latest book, which we had her on with, what, like 3 weeks ago, Kim? Something like that?
Yes.
Is called Countdown to Zero Day. It's about the Stuxnet virus. Kim, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.